People's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. We're taking your phone call soon at 844-967-2789. Don, I wanted to jump into an op-ed, and I'm going to jump down. Salon piece from the body of the work. I'm not starting at the top. I'm not going to read you all of it. But I did read you a quote from Miles Taylor. He's the guy in the 2018 New York Times op-ed, you know, the anonymous. We're the guy.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We got this. We're all good over here.
Let me jump down to the body and read a bit. In September of 2020, we learned the author of that op-ed was senior DHS employee named Miles Taylor, who finally quit the administration and more or less admitted that the grown-ups had failed. He and other horrified Trump administration alumni signed letters saying that Trump should not be reelected and made appearances on TV trying to persuade the public that the country couldn't tolerate another 4 years of him. The majority of the public agreed, and Joe Biden was elected to replace him.
I mean, if you believe that.
Rigged election!
The January 6th committee is now looking closely at what happened after that in the period between the election and the Capitol riot. What they have found is that the remaining protractors of the guardrails didn't do much to stop Trump from attempting to overturn the election. Their reticence to do something other than watch from the sidelines led to Trump empowering Rudy Giuliani and the rogues gallery of misfits and weirdos who helped them spread the big lie that led to the insurrection. I prefer the term coup d'etat, Dom, but let me read a little bit further. Some of the anonymous heroes even suggested in the press that Trump just needed to cry it out and then he'd bow out gracefully. The January 6th committee hearings this week revealed that within the White House during this period, they called themselves Team Normal, apparently because they knew the big lie was a big lie and they didn't go out of their way to help Trump spread it. However, some helped Trump lay the groundwork for his claims that the election was being rigged and only balked after the fact. Think Jared. That's just Crudy saying that. Think Jared. After the fact, when he insisted that it was, some of them helped him raise hundreds of millions of dollars in the clear-cut scam, while others are even currently working for people who are running for office on the big lie platform. They all stayed mum about what Trump and his crazy accomplices were up to. It's good they're trying to tell the truth under oath to the committee, but it doesn't speak well of them that they didn't step up when it really counted. Their silence led to death and mayhem and the ongoing crisis in our democracy.
Yeah, but they cash the checks and you got to pay the mortgage, right? Crudy, I'll jump in here from Salon. The Washington Post reported some new details about one group in Team Normal who did manage to hold Trump back from doing his worst in those final days. The lawyers in the DOJ and the White House counsel's office. While Jared Kushner testified that he dismissed them as a bunch of whiners, it was their threats to quit that kept Trump from firing the acting attorney general and replacing him with an obscure toady named Jeffrey Clark, who was somehow persuaded that he could take over the DOJ and use it to help Trump overturn the election. The Post describes a meeting 2 days before the insurrection in which Trump seemed to be prepared to take that step until lawyers made it clear that if he did, he wouldn't just be firing two top lawyers in the DOJ. Nearly 50 of the top lawyers in the department would quit as well. Pat Cipollone, the White House counsel, called it a murder-suicide pact. Trump relented, and it's interesting what he allegedly said to Clark. Quote, "These guys are going to quit. Everyone else is going to resign. It's going to be a disaster. The bureaucracy will eat you alive. And no matter how much you want to get things done in the next few weeks, you won't be able to get it done, and it's not going to be worth the breakage." Not going to be worth the breakage. That's Trump's quote. Salon continues. "Considering it was coming from a man who was neck deep in fantasy, that sounds like a pretty rational assessment, doesn't it? It makes you wonder what might have happened if the whole Team Normal had come to Trump and said they were going to walk out en masse, hold a press conference, and tell the country that the election was not stolen and that Trump was lying to them. They all knew that was the truth." I don't know what Trump would have done, but in this one instance, at least, he seems to have understood that destroying his administration in order to save face wasn't worth the quote-unquote breakage. Maybe If they had the guts to confront him for once, he might have realized that it was time to throw in the towel. After all, it only would have taken two little words from Trump and the insurrection wouldn't have happened. All he needed to say was, I concede.
He didn't concede. And
Team Normal didn't press him to do so.
Remember on yesterday's big show, I sometimes get distracted and, you know, occasionally my short-term memory gets a little stunted, you know, mostly through my own activities. But do you know what Scott Walker and Donald Trump have in common?
What's that?
Neither of them conceded after their last loss. Still waiting to hear the concession speech from Scott Walker after he lost to Tony Evers.
This is not normal.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. 844-967-2789. Kurt from the highway. How you doing, Kurt? Welcome.
Hi, guys. Happy birthday to both of you.
Thanks, Kurt.
After listening to everything you've covered, as well as the committee has covered, I have to ask, you know, what appears to me, at least, as the obvious questions. A lot of legal experts who have spoke about the existing evidence. I mean, Boebert's tweeting that Pelosi is leaving the chamber is basically aiding and abetting the people that are looking to kill her. Why has the FBI not arrested her? And when you look at all the other pieces of evidence, include video and audio and pictures and arrows, you know, it gets absolutely insane. And then it really comes down to this, at least for me, what is the real root cause of this problem? Is it all the idiots on the right? No, not really, because we know they're idiots. We know they're liars. We know they would bring harm if they could get away with it. So then why aren't they being dealt with? Well, who's in charge? We're in charge. So where's the DOJ? What's the AG doing? Why hasn't the FBI arrested some of these people and have them in jail until they get their hearing?
What happened to Kurt? We didn't cut you off, Kurt. We don't know what happened.
Hearing. Why is it, heaven forbid, if you're black, go in jail for the rest of your life? This is insane. Insane on top of insane. This is an insult to not just democracy, but all of us who are talking about this. Where is the active justice going to start? Where are they going to start demonstrating that it's really viable? I mean, I don't get it. I'm at a loss for words.
Well, Kurt, I would say there's some encouraging news, at least in the filings in the federal courts. We found out about this 1776 plan that apparently the Proud Boys had to effectively seize buildings. Now, the U.S. Capitol apparently was not on their targeted number of buildings, but when the mob's behind you, why not go for it, right? And above and beyond that, we have court filings from the federal courts, apparently evidence, I would call it, being offered that the plan was to trap Congress people in the tunnels and gas them there. That was the Proud Boys, the seditious conspiracy. So there is specific violent plans afoot, right? Now, what we don't know, Kurt, and there might be more that the Department of Justice knows, there's certainly no more that the J6 committee hearing committees know. They got copious notes. They got hours of thousand witnesses worth of testimony. But they also know where to point the DOJ. Hey, why don't you look on page 7 for this 20 minutes when Bill Barr says this? So I think the case is being laid out. I think the Department of Justice is doing what they can about the known conspiracies, the violent on-the-ground conspiracy of the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. And I think when it's all laid out, we might find out the reason that Lauren Boebert and the Marjorie Taylor Greene haven't yet been scooped up is because there's much bigger fish to fry.
All right. Well, I'm not going
to. I'm starting to have more faith than I've had, you know, in the criminal justice system, all through the Mueller report, all that stuff, Kurt. I mean, it was all just wishful thinking, right? And it was all big letdown. But I have never seen anything laid out in the public like these hearings. These are criminal prosecutions happening for the benefit of the American people. And I get it. It's an investigatory body. They're not really prosecuting, but they're laying the groundwork. And they're convincing the American public, at least I think convincingly,
yes,
60, 70, 70% of the American public is shocked at what's coming out of these hearings.
Kurt, and we do know that the Department of Justice has one, two, three, multiple grand juries looking into many of these issues. And, you know, they're not one to, you know, come out and start bragging about what they're finding. And I would also, talking about specifically Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene, perhaps some of these others who put their fellow congressmen's lives in danger. Think about Mark Meadows. He hasn't been charged yet. Certainly he probably should be. Hell, even with the contempt. But maybe they're not doing that yet because they're waiting to get the bigger picture, the bigger charge.
Or they're cooperating witnesses, and I don't think that's the case for Marjorie Taylor Greene or whoever that dumbass congresswoman, Boebert, thank you, from Colorado. But in the Mark Meadows case, I mean, this guy's goose is cooked. He could be spending years and years and years in a federal prison. John Eastman. Hell, Peter Navarro. If they're not turning state's evidence, they're going to be those guys losing their mattresses in prison, I suspect, Dom.
So, Kurt, I'm with you, man. It should be nice to see this happen a whole lot faster. And, you know, again, to see the disparity between, you know, how young, unarmed African-American men are treated in this country versus, you know, white congresswomen when they put people's lives in danger or not. But I am hopeful that Garland will do the right thing, and he's taking his time. And let's not forget, too, he came into this DOJ that was a mess. I mean, Jeffrey Clark is part of that DOJ, right? The guy who was going to take over, and he had Rosen and Donahue, these other guys that were, you know, pushing back against Trump. I mean, they had that department was in shambles. When Merrick Garland took over. So he's got to deal with his, you know, the internal operations of his own department, let alone going out and using their resources to prosecute and make sure justice is served. So I'm trying to be patient myself, man. I would suggest you do the same. I think we all should. And from what we've heard, the little bits that we've heard from Garland, if you read the tea leaves, hell, he's saying it outright. They're J6, their insurrection prosecutors are watching. He is watching. They are aware. And I would just like to throw out one other thing, and I thought it was interesting from this Salon article talking about, you know, Team Normal, quote unquote. Their reticence to do something other than watch from the sidelines led to Trump empowering Giuliani and the rogues gallery of misfits and weirdos who helped him spread the big lie that led to the insurrection. In many respects, I see that as like the American people not engaging in the political process, us not going to vote, and we don't vote, and we don't get involved, and hell, we don't have an educated vote. It's more than just showing up. You got to know what you're doing. You got to know what's talking about. That takes time and energy and effort, no doubt. And sometimes that means sacrifice to educate yourself and to engage. And I'm not one to go out there and say, "Hey, everybody, let's." I was never that person. But I cannot believe what is going on in this country. Because we do have Giuliani and a rogues gallery of misfits and weirdos that are now currently, as we speak, winning their primaries. We, the American people, get the government we deserve. So it's time for us to get our asses off of the sidelines and engage and not allow this to happen. Don't be reticent like quote-unquote Team Normal has been. Otherwise, we're going to get more of this.
Hey, Dominic. Fancy Brian sent us a little something from Reddit, I guess. Photo of Lauren Boebert's profile on Sugar Daddy Meat. What? I wonder if she ever met up with Trump on that thing. They went furniture shopping. You know how he does. Tic-tacs up and then take some furniture shopping. Come back. We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll take you all the way to quitting time and beyond. You can always be a part, 844-967-2789. Well, I didn't mean you, CJ.
This is not normal.
When I say make America great again, it could never be done without you. Great people.
People against goodness and normalcy.